The path to God is the path to oneself. The path to God is the path to oneself. This prayer thought has never left me since the first day of the seminar. Who am I? What are my capabilities? These questions I constantly asked myself. God has only your eyes and your ears. I try to remember this always. If it's difficult to communicate with certain people, if it's hard to engage in practice, difficult on the spiritual path, look for the reason within yourself. I now realize the events that occurred during the seminar here at home. Day by day, the practices for the seminar participants became more intense and deeper. Each day was so full of events, self-work, that the day became much longer than several days in the world. The presence of the Great One was felt every minute. Disciples were of different ages, different mindsets, but all united by one thing: the aspiration for self-improvement. There's a sea of impressions. Especially memorable was the state I experienced in the cave where the Master attained enlightenment. After a 2-hour traverse along a narrow ledge in the rock, we found ourselves at the entrance to the cave. An unusual state enveloped me. Although I was tired, I felt subtle vibrations, as if a multitude of pure high sounds of bells surrounded me. They pierced through and evoked an inexplicable feeling of grace. I didn't want to move, speak, or leave this place. We went in small groups into the cave and ascended to the top in the darkness. The voice of the mentor asked us to enter a prayerful meditative state. The Master was nearby. I understand this now. I remember these vibrations. Joy and grace filled my soul. Returning to the camp, after a quick dinner, we descended into the cave of Saint Mary. Here began a new practice: purification, repentance. We put everything we wanted to get rid of into coins. We analyzed all our complexes, attachments. There was a desire to get rid of them. Everything that everyone considered hindering them from becoming pure, from getting closer to God, was placed into coins and thrown away. After deep self-work, we came out of the cave one by one and received initiation at the exit. A lock of hair was cut off from each of us and burnt in a magical fire. All the negativity, all the vices we wanted to rid ourselves of, everything was burnt by fire. Through the teacher, the Master blessed each of us on our path. When I emerged from the cave, a group of disciples who had gone through the initiation were sitting directly on the ground in a meditative state. It was already dark. Through the clouds, the big moon could be seen. Mystical birds were chirping. I felt that everyone present was one organism, led by an amazing power into a new world. And at the same time, each one was very significant in their participation in the great knowledge. Together, we were transitioning to a new level of our purpose and realizing this solemn moment. No one could utter a word. We were getting closer to God. In the cave, I sincerely prayed to God to give me trials so that I could consciously overcome my weaknesses. so that I could work out what had polluted my sense. And the next day of the seminar, when participants split into two groups according to their ability to pass a difficult route through the forest, I understood that this might be the trial I asked for. And overcoming myself, I joined the group of disciples who were physically more enduring and stronger than me. My knees trembled with fear. My teeth clenched out of fear. I began to pray. It was very difficult for me to overcome impassable paths, to jump from high boulders. But the prayerful state, understanding the work on oneself that was happening, and faith in God allowed me to complete this route. During this hike, I not only worked on myself, but also observed what was happening. In such sacred places, everyone had their own inner work. Not everyone managed to be conscious enough to understand this. Various qualities were manifested in the seminar participants, and there were enough opportunities to trace and work them out. For example, I noticed that my physical stronger sister was becoming irritated with me. She was barely able to contain her frustration due to my lack of preparation. Then suddenly, I found myself in a more advanced position, as we were literally crawling along the rock. And the situation arose where I had to lend her a helping hand. The irritation immediately disappeared. Another example. My sister almost pushed me off a cliff with her careless movement. I froze with fear, and immediately I didn't think very highly of her. And that same evening, during tantric practice, the situation unfolded in a such way that we had to become partners in this practice. And I had to tune into love for her. Watching all this, I couldn't stop being amazed. All these observations are helping me a lot right now as I work on myself. I also vividly remember the practice of repentance by the bonfire on the last evening of the seminar. Those who wanted and could went to the bonfire and in front of everyone confessed their imperfect qualities, such as irritation towards brothers and sisters, intolerance, unconsciousness, fear of heights or water, selfishness, self-centeredness. They confessed everything that had manifested during the seminar days. The disciples spoke out loud about their imperfections, asked for forgiveness from brothers and sisters for the manifestations of these qualities, and ask the spirit of fire to burn it all. As I listened to these confessions, I thought my heart was about to burst. I was concerned for everyone who spoke. I rejoiced for everyone who managed to bring all this out of themselves. And I also realized, where else? In which country in the world, in which services, in which schools could I see such self-work that these people were doing? Thank you, Lord, for giving me the opportunity to meet with the teachers, for allowing me to be part of the transmission of great knowledge, truth, which our Master passes on.